You know, I knew there was something wrong with the world. You know, in the films, Star Wars, where they go, there's a disturbance in the Force.
Yeah.
I was sitting there and I was just writing something on my computer and I stopped what I was doing and I looked up and I went, Dave hasn't uploaded a picture of his kids in the last few minutes. Something's wrong. And then I checked and yes, indeed, Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp had all crashed. Mm-hmm. We're all off limits to people like yourself. Mm-hmm. You were unable.
It was one of the most painful periods of time. I had to interact with my family. I had to take my phone and put it down because as much as I tried to upload a video of my daughter playing the drums, it wouldn't go up. It just wouldn't.
Well, I presume you got it up.
Oh,
later.
Eventually it was fine once everything was restored and lots of people said it was cute and that's obviously mission accomplished.
It wouldn't go up. It wouldn't. Not the first time we've heard that in the Moore household. Hey! But look, that's one thing, not being able to upload a video. It nearly cost our next guest their career.
We're not ones for hyperbole, Darren, you know? We're not, we wouldn't exaggerate, that's for sure.
Comedian and social media entrepreneur, Darren Garrahy.
Hey, excuse me. You can't be saying comedian and social media. Dermot and Dave stand in, Darren Garrahy.
That's
the billing.
That's a low blow, Dave.
Special guest. What happened yesterday, Darren?
So the Facebook family, which is Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp, just imploded. Stopped working. So it was very deceiving though, because you'd go on, right?
Yeah.
And you're, say for example, Instagram. You'd go on and you'd refresh your feed and it would refresh, but it was posts from before
it went down.
It went down. So if you actually check the times as you were going down, it was a post from like 10 hours ago, 6 hours ago, you know, 18 hours ago. So that was a scary time because you thought things were okay and they weren't.
What happens? What happens inside your mind and your heart when you see essentially the way you make your living stalling and coughing and spluttering?
Well, I was I teach speech and drama as well, and I was in my class yesterday, and usually I put up a photo before I being like, oh, the calm before the storm of kids, and I went to put that up, my weekly photo, and it didn't upload. So that was a scary moment. I was like, oh, it must be just the 3G. Then I went home, connected to Wi-Fi. It didn't upload. So I sat in silence for a while, freaked out. No, it was, do you know what? For me, it was absolutely terrible timing because I've launched a new podcast called The Laughs of Your Life. And I was launching the first episode last night. My first guest was Ian Dempsey. So that went up, obviously, on Apple Podcasts. And my number one place where I would plug something like that is Instagram.
Yeah.
And I couldn't put up any stories to say that it was up. So I was just speaking. I was just sitting in my sitting room and like, so my podcast is up and I'm listening. My mom's listening.
Shouting
my
at the window of passersby, my podcast is up.
Yes. Yeah. I was doing drive-bys just like through my village. Like,
well, you know what, Darren? Welcome to the 80s. Yeah, I used to make home videos, make my own comedy sketches. I had to call around to people's houses and physically put it into their VCRs. You know, this is how we all made a living, okay?
Darren, before we get to the podcast, I want to ask you about that. Isn't it terrifying that one company controls Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp?
I think the WhatsApp is the particularly the scariest because you couldn't actually, well, like, you could send messages, but you couldn't like do voice notes. You couldn't send pictures to your family. So you could have been stranded anywhere. I mean, you couldn't.
I had to have just called them.
No,
I'm just going to live
in Ireland.
Dial the number.
Who calls anyone ever?
There's 8 people in my Mahogany Gas Pipes football group and I needed to put up a picture slagging off Liverpool before the game started and I couldn't. I could write something, but that's not the same.
But wasn't it good that you couldn't get a torrent of abuse after Liverpool won?
Oh, there's no Liverpool fans in the group. I wouldn't have them.
So, well, just in general.
Yeah, generally do get abuse. Yeah.
I'm a big WhatsApp voice note advocate. I love a good WhatsApp voice note, and I couldn't send any. Because I'm pretty expressive. Like, there's a lot of things. Sarcasm doesn't work out too well when you're typing. You need to be able to voice note that stuff. So I couldn't be sarcastic for about 12 hours.
When you sent I just thought, you know, you're having a moment.
Come here. So the laughs of our lives.
The laughs of your life, sorry,
is your new podcast. So tell us what's the story behind it. Why?
So I'm obsessed with Desert Island Discs. You know Desert Island Discs?
Yeah.
So anyone who doesn't, it's basically an interview, BBC do it, and people come in and talk about discs they would bring to a desert island. I love that format. And I wanted something like that, but I couldn't obviously copy that. So I wanted something with nice benchmarks throughout the interview. And laughter was the thing I wanted to hone in on. So the questions are like your first memory of laughter, first time you felt laughed at, a time where if you didn't laugh, you'd cry.
Okay.
Your no laughing matter moment in life. If laughter wasn't the best medicine, what would be? So these kind of things. So
it's
about laughter, but it's also about, you know, you can delve into tougher times in your life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's light and shade in there.
Exactly. So, for example, Ian Dempsey, I had on.
Yeah.
He obviously, his first memory of laughter was in Dublin Zoo having tea with the chimpanzees. Then there was
not allowed to do that anymore, in case anyone's wondering.
And there was a couple
of different times.
A couple of other fun bits, but then he spoke, you know, like the time where if you didn't laugh, you'd cry. It was around Tony Fenton's funeral, actually. So he spoke about that and how him and Ray Rowland were in a car at the time. And, you know, it's the saddest day, but there was something tiny happened. It's those classic funeral moments where, like, you're all sitting there and someone trips on the way up to communion. Yeah. You're like, and then you see some person beside you's shoulders are shaking. But yeah, it's kind of light and shade.
What's great about that is that, like, look, there are so many interview podcasts.
Yeah.
But this one has a theme. Like, that's lovely. Rather than just, I sat down with Ian Dempsey and talked for an hour, which would be a great interview because Ian's brilliant and you're great. But, like, I think this is nice to have, as you said, benchmarks and a team running through it. Really
exactly. And then there's a nice quick fire at the end that's, like, the person you always laugh with. The movie you always laugh at.
Ketchup or brown sauce. That's one of our favourites as well.
Doritos and dip or crackers and cheese.
Definitely cheese and crackers.
Always cheese and crackers.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so where can people find your podcast?
Anywhere you find your podcasts.
Okay.
So, you know, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, all those.
The laughs of your life.
Yes, with me. Guys, thank you for the plug. It was a scary night
last
night.
No worries.
Sorry it's so old school to be doing it on radio.
On
FM.
Yeah, frequency modulation.
Whatever that is. Darren Gary, thank you for dropping in, as
thank
always.
You for
always
having
a pleasure.
Me, guys. Thank you.